Well, welcome everybody to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Steve Clifton, and I serve as the Connections Director at our Lewis Center campus. Today, I'm excited to be back with you sharing about how you can act out your faith in the workplace. And today, I'm going to be sharing from James chapter 5 and focusing on verse 16. It says, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power, as it is working." I recently read this verse and I feel like God revealed something to me about it that I'd never seen before. The verse says in the back half of the verse that the prayer of a righteous person has great power. Now, clearly in context, James is suggesting those with needs, whether those are health needs or whatever, request the prayers of the elders and seek the righteous to pray for them. But I feel that what God was revealing to me was that the actual act of praying, regardless of the outcome of the prayer, and regardless of the outcome of how God responds to the prayer and his answer, whether that's yes, no, or wait, it doesn't matter. The power of prayer could also be defined in the act of prayer itself. Yeah, we are able to, and we should intercede and pray for others. There's power in that petition to God. We're able to commune with the Father through the Spirit, and there's power in that. There always will be. There's also, and this is what God was showing me, there's also just the simple enrichment of our souls that occurs as the Spirit moves when one man prays for another, particularly in person or in the moment. I think back to the time at my last employer. It's probably been 6 or 7 years ago this happened, but people on my team knew where I stood in my faith, and I had an opportunity one day that I kind of unfortunately let pass me by, but I learned a valuable lesson. I had a young lady come into my office crying, asking for prayer that her niece, who was going through kind of an urgent procedure at the hospital at that very moment, or that afternoon, she was really torn up about it. And I invited her to come in my office and tell me what was going on, and I consoled her, and we kind of rationalized the situation and explained to her that I would be in prayer for her and her niece. And the conversation transitioned to, you know, more of a feeling of hope and a positive outlook, and she left my office. And I did pray for her niece, and I prayed for my coworker and her worry in that situation. And on the surface, that doesn't sound bad, but looking back, you know, I feel like I missed a huge opportunity. I feel like I should have said, let's bow our heads right now and let's pray together here in my office. And I'm not exactly sure why I didn't do that in the moment. Maybe I had some fear that people were going to walk by and, you know, see through the windows that I was praying with an employee, or I'm not exactly sure why. But I've really regretted it ever since. And I even went back and told her later that that's really what I should have done. And I apologized. And she thought it was kind of funny that I mentioned that. And thankfully, her niece had a good outcome. But coming out of that situation grew a desire in me to pray for people in the moment if I have the opportunity. You know, it's pretty easy to say, and you've probably done it just like I have, to say, yeah, I'll pray for you, or I'll be praying for you, or I'll put you on my prayer list. But there is just this power in praying for someone in the moment they ask for it. There's hope in that, you know, when the Spirit's moving in that moment, that we should take advantage of that opportunity, whether it's at work or at church or in your own home or in your neighborhood or wherever it is. It's an invitation to enter into a really special time together. It will lift their spirits and their hope. It'll lift your spirits, and you'll feel closer to God together in that moment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray this verse back to God, and I'm going to challenge you, and I'm going to challenge myself to consider the power of prayer in all its many ways. Before I do that, I do want to invite you to come to one of our worship gatherings this Sunday online or in person, and I hope you do catch more Drivecast episodes next week. Let's pray together. God, thank you for the power of prayer. Thank you for this verse. Thank you that there is power in the prayer of a righteous man as it is working, as we're praying, there's a power. And I pray we wouldn't miss opportunities to pray over people in the moment that they ask for that prayer. When someone texts us this weekend and asks us to pray, I pray that we would stop what we're doing, pray in that very moment text that person back, hey, here's exactly what I'm praying for you. Or even better yet, we call them and say, hey, let me pray for you over the phone. Or maybe we encounter somebody face-to-face the next week or so and they ask us for prayer. I pray that we would stop what we're doing right then, place our hand on their shoulder and pray for them in the moment. God, I pray that we would be bold in our faith, that we would listen to the whisper of the Holy Spirit telling us to pray for someone in that moment, that we would harness the power of prayer like this verse tells us. Take a minute and pray for yourself.